David Jacobs. And I did my impersonations, and they obviously weren't very good. But a man from the Admiralty was there, a Commander Kim Peacock, who later went on to play Paul Temple in the radio series. And he said he didn't think too much of my impersonations, but he thought the way I introduced them was very good. Would I like to be an announcer? Well, this was unbelievable. I was a sailor, an ordinary seaman, doing my training on a ship called HMS Ganges.
And here's the compere of our show, David Jacobs.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. Woodbine Quiz Time comes to you tonight from the Ealing Town Hall. So now just sit back in your chairs and relax, because...
The stargazers are on the air.
Hello there. Well, as we've captured the air for the next hour and a bit, we hope we've captured you as well. And this is as good a place as any to remind you how we make up the hit parade on this programme. You know, we take the average of the placings in three leading musical papers. This way, instead of, as is possible, getting three different placings for one record, we get just one. All right, then, let's on, because there really has been a lot of activity on the parade this week, with this being one of the bumper jumpers.
Journey into space. BBC presents Jet Morgan in Operation Luna.
It's 10:40, time for Pick of the Pops, introduced by David Jacobs.
On Pi 7N15369, that's the Brook Brothers and Ain't A Gonna Wash For A Week. What a dirty record. Here's one that came out a few weeks ago, but stupidly I passed it by, but I think you'll enjoy it.
I was able to go straight from the studio of Jukebox Jerry, live off the television, to come and present Pick of the Pops live on Sound Radio. So the joint partnership of those programmes was terrifically important. It was quite extraordinary that I think in those days it was the only program that was involved solely with pop records.
Before we do spin those top three discs of the day, let's meet the man who'll be in charge of Pick of the Pops as of next week, Alan Freeman. All right, Fluffy?
Hi, David.
Tell me just what's going to happen next week.
Next week in Pick of the
Pops. Hello there and welcome from me. Let's be together from now until midnight and I can take you through to Monday in the company of some old friends, all of whom live within that well-known cabinet marked the David Jacobs Collection.
Hello there. It's been well chronicled that this series of the David Jacobs Collection is coming to an end. But worry not, I shall go on collecting, and when I find something that I really want you to hear, I'll make sure you do, including this one. Well, I wanted to go before Jerry Vale sang, but I wanted to go even more. Anthony Newley has been in my life for years. Not long ago, somebody put up some money to do a special from the Langham Hotel in London. The only trouble is, only a few people got to see it, and the tape was lost. I wonder where it is now. Who'd have thought that Carmela Corleone in The Godfather would actually sing a romantic song? There are very few more romantic songs than this, and I have a sweet story about going to Marrakesh and hearing a saxophone being played in a roadside cafe. And I went inside and there was this lonely sax player playing this lovely tune. And as I sat down, he smiled and I said, "Just friends." And he nodded. He was very pleased to know that somebody actually knew the song he was playing. This is it. Morgana King and that song that I heard so beautifully played by that saxophonist in Marrakesh, Just Friends. You may have noticed that I haven't played a solo record of Frank Sinatra on this programme, and there's a reason. There are two camps, one that says they prefer Frank Sinatra, the other to Bing Crosby. Tonight, I'm going to end with my favourite, Mr. Crosby. Bing Crosby suggesting, as do I, that I am incurably romantic. And that, I'm afraid, brings to an end the David Jacobs collection, which I've been presenting now for many years. More than anything else, I couldn't have done it without my producer and friend, Alan Boyd, and also the kindness shown to me by the controllers and members of staff here at Radio 2. They've been most kind and patient, but mostly I'd like to thank you all. I don't think I've ever known such loyal listeners. I shall miss your emails and correspondence, some written whilst in the bath. I think I've got the cleanest audience in Britain. I hope to be spending more time with you in not too distant future. So, until then or whenever, it's good night from me, David Jacobs.